Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on bolstering bilateral ties between India and Maldives. The participants are Professor Sanjay Kumar Bhardwaj from Jawaharlal Nehru University and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Thank you for joining us today in the program Spotlight, where we will discuss bolstering India-Maldives bilateral ties, especially a pertinent topic in the wake of Prime Minister Modi's recent visit to Mali. We are joined in the studio by Professor Sanjay Bharadwaj from the Center for South Asian Studies, JNU. A warm welcome, Professor Bharadwaj.
Thank you.
To begin with, Professor Bharadwaj, could you share your perspective on the current state of India-Maldives relations and what sets this phase apart from previous periods? What is important is that both countries now have recalibrated ties at this juncture, especially after previous strains in the relationship.
This is a very, very significant juncture where Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting to Maldives. There are two important events that we are celebrating. One is, of course, the Maldives. They are celebrating 60th Independence Day, as well as India and the Maldives diplomatic relations are also celebrated today. So when you will see that Maldives is very, very important, significant partner. While we are looking and we are having the relationship from the last 60 years, we have seen there are up and downs in recent past, but after the independence, and particularly when they were President Abdul Gayoom, we had excellent relations. And then in 2008, Mohammad Nasheed came into power after a democracy was reinstated in Maldives. We developed very good relations, but for a short interval, well, there were President Yamini. He had distanced a little bit from India and tried to cultivate relations with China. And he invited Chinese investment in Maldives. And that was further followed recent past when Moju was contesting presidential elections, where they used to talk that India first policy to the India out policy. And in this India out policy, that the relationship had gone much lower, where the two ministers has talked very loosely about India and about the Indian government's and intention in Maldives. But I think the hard realities has been realized by the people of Maldives as well as the political regime, that since we have very complex interdependencies and India and Maldives has very unique relations, does not have with any other country, either in South Asia or you can say with China. So keeping this hard realities, I think Moju has taken a positive rationale to cultivate a good friendly relations with India, and he visited to India. And now he also invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi as guest of honor on his 60th Independence Day to Maldives.
Professor Bharadwaj, what is important is that the President of Maldives, Mohammad Muzu, also personally came to receive Prime Minister Modi in Mali. And that speaks quite loudly about the evolving diplomatic warmth between the two countries.
India has been understood by President Moju that India is a friend in crisis. India is first respondent, and India is a responsible regional power. And he had been a number of times when there were economic crisis, when there were health crisis, and we have also been given bailout in number of economic issues when there were water crisis. We have also been supplier of the fresh water to Maldives. So he understands that if they really want to sustain the economic growth, they have to cultivate, they have to maintain a warm relations with India, particularly while respecting the Indian leaderships, and in the leadership also, while Prime Minister Narendra Modi is a vocal voice of the Global South and he is a well-accepted democratic leader in the world. So he is welcoming by Mohammed Yunus is definitely adding the honor to Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Prime Minister Modi, while expressing his gratitude to Maldivian President for a warm welcome, said,
मालदीव के 60वें स्वतंत्रता दिवस पर गेस्ट ऑफ ऑनर के रूप में आना मेरे लिए सम्मान की बात है। मैं इस निमंत्रण के लिए राष्ट्रपति जी का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और सभी भारतवासियों की ओर से मालदीव के लोगों को हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। इस वर्ष भारत मालदीव संबंधों की भी 60वीं वर्षगांठ मनाई जा रही है। भारत और मालदीव के संबंध सदियों पुराने हैं। मालदीव भारत की नेबरहुड फर्स्ट पॉलिसी में विशेष स्थान रखता है।
You mentioned about so many things that the two countries have a cooperation in. India also announced a 4,850 crore rupees line of credit and launched talks for a free trade agreement during this visit. What impact could these moves have on the Maldivian economy and India's regional influence?
India is well known soft power, a credible soft power in the world. And we have been providing, particularly the neighboring countries, soft loan. We have provided to Bangladesh, given to Sri Lanka, and then we are also extended this line of credit, 4,850 crore rupees to Maldives. And this is basically very soft loan. You can see that on nominal rates, we have given them, particularly to have infrastructural developments, that let Maldives has investment in infrastructure development. You know, India has very clear-cut policy objectives in Maldives. One is, of course, that we are trying to connect with Maldives culturally because we have historical cultural ties that we share ideas, we share thought, we share the memories of the colonial past and all that. And you can see that the origin of the Maldivians are also lying in from the Indian states, from different states. So these cultural lineages are connecting these two countries. But in the recent past, we have seen in Maldives that radicalism and Islamist forces has been active by the support of the Pakistan. And I think Moizu and other political regimes has realized that having a deep rooted relations with India, we should respect the liberal democratic ethos and values. So it's one thing that India is cultivating secular, liberal, democratic forces in Maldives. The second is, of course, the commercial connectivity. And in this commercial connectivity, you can see that we have signed a MOU to launch an FTA, free trade agreement. We have more than 500 million bilateral trades with Maldives. But now we are also trying to cultivate a number of commercial and investment trade ties with Maldives. Meanwhile, we are looking forward to have this commercial connectivity. That physical connectivity is very important. And this line of credit will be invested to have investment in the infrastructure development projects like Greater Male Connectivity Project. We have also Adu Road and Drainage System projects, a number of projects, housing projects. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also inaugurated around 3,300 social housing units in Maldives. So we are looking at connecting with Maldives and developing physical infrastructures. But in the same time, we have also supported and inaugurated that Hanimandu Airport. That Hanimandu Airport will connect with the southern India, you know, and that there will be direct flight from the southern India that would be very cheap, because now Maldives is facing tourism crisis because the tourist cost is very high in Maldives. So that Indian tourists, they prefer to go to Thailand, Vietnam, and including Sri Lanka, but they do not go to Maldives. So these kind of connecting flights as well as the infrastructure development in Maldives will reduce the tourist cost, and then that would attract the tourism in Maldives. Prime Minister Modi has already announced that let's Maldives have 10 lakh Indian tourists in the country.
Professor Bharadwaj, apart from what you mentioned, India supporting the major infrastructure projects in Maldives, there's also defense and maritime security appeared as a major agenda item during the talks, including agreements on hydrography and military equipment transfer. How does this partnership help address security challenges in the Indian Ocean?
India has clear-cut policy objectives vis-a-vis Maldives. One is that security. Let's have ensure the security of Maldives and along with the Maldives, the Indian Ocean and the Indian subcontinent, or you can say South Asia. So there are two aspects of the security correctly mentioned. That one is the internal security. While we are fighting against the terrorism, fundamentalism, radicalization, and separatist movements, we are looking forward to have a very constructive engagement and support from Maldives to fight all these internal security threats that is posing to all the South Asian countries. And this visit is emphasizing, while we are talking about the different agreements of defense understanding and data sharing. And the number of these agreements has been signed, particularly this cooperation in the field of sharing digital solutions and digital informations. That would increase the confidence in the defense sectors in between the two countries. Why? Because Indian Ocean security is very important while we are looking forward to have energy security. A lot of energy trades take place from the Gulf countries, passes through the Indian Ocean and entering to India. And also the other countries are also having a lot of energy trade, because it is energy trade from the Gulf countries, Arabian countries to the Southeast Asian countries. So all the countries, they are looking forward to have a stable Indian Ocean region, particularly while I put it in the Indo-Pacific strategy, where Americans, the Australians, Japanese, and everybody is looking, let's have the free and open Indo-Pacific region. Let all the countries have free navigational rights without any interpretation. In this perspective, Maldives being an island state in the Indian Ocean, that more than 1,000 islands are there, is very important, significant for this energy security or trade routes through the Indian Ocean. So sharing defense informations and trying to equip the naval and the other defense equipments in Maldives is very important. And let me put in that, India has very reciprocal relations in case of defense, but we have very non-reciprocal relations in the issues of development, non-traditional security issues, energy security, food security, health security. All these issues, we have very non-reciprocal relations with Maldives. But we are expecting Maldives to cooperate to ensure this Indian Ocean a free and open for the trade and navigational rights to all the communities.
India has launched negotiations for a free trade agreement with Maldives. There's also digital initiatives such as UPI and RuPay integration also being launched. So how will these change the landscape of trade and people-to-people links between the two countries?
Tourism is very expensive in Maldives. And when we will have this UPI systems, you can easily digitally pay their accommodations and the tourist cost in Maldives. That will reduce the cost of tourism in Maldives. So that will definitely add to the economic growth of Maldives. The second, of course, we are having today around $564 million trade with Maldives. You know, Maldives' consumable essential items are stabilizing their inflation in their country. And if we will have this free trade agreement and this UPI system, this would definitely give a sustainable development to the economy of Maldives.
Professor Bharadwaj, as we look to the future, your analysis has shed light on both the practical achievements and the larger vision guiding India-Maldives cooperation. So before we conclude, could you share very, very briefly your vision for the partnership over the next decade? What key priorities should both the nations focus on to ensure that the progress made during this visit translates into lasting mutual benefit?
I think three very important aspects would take place. One, that this would provide a political stability and maturity in Maldives. Let Maldives enjoy the secular, democratic, inclusive political system, and we are looking forward. Second is, of course, let the Maldives not fall in the debt trap what it had seen in Sri Lanka. So we are very much provider of all kinds of economic assistance and support to sustain their economic growth and not to fall and not to be trapped in debt traps what the African countries and Sri Lankans. The third very important, that let's have a trust and confidence building on the security issues, because that is very important for the Maldivians and all the world who is passing through their trades to the Indian Ocean. And the fourth is the environment and climate change, because that is very vulnerable, very alarming issues for Maldives. So these are the very constructive, very positive engagement that India extended with Maldives. And I'm sure that the Maldivian political regimes will work and develop this partnership with India.
Most certainly. And Professor Sanjay Bharadwaj, thank you very much for sharing your expertise with us today. And thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on bolstering bilateral ties between India and Maldives. The participants were Professor Sanjay Kumar Bharadwaj from Jawaharlal Nehru University and Rajesh Lake Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.